Om Shanti. So are you happy in Gyan Sarovar? Very happy? Enjoying your time? When people say, I'm the responsible for Baba's kitchen, I smile inside. Volume badhana bhai. Because as per my experience and deep feelings, it's Baba who is helping me. He gave me such beautiful souls, a beautiful group at three places. They work with full responsibility and make me free. So it's a good opportunity for me to do everything spiritually for myself and for the world. Because I can say 25 years before, when this Gyan Sarovar was under the process, Dadis were thinking what to do with this land. Engineers were saying even a room cannot be constructed here, single room. So many architects, many engineers from German, from India came here, and finally it was started. So it was in my mind that I will prepare myself to give many things to the world. As we listen Baba's Murli, and he asks us always that you have to become instrument to remove the sorrow of the world, to give them peace, solution of their problems. You have to destroy their obstacles. And it was in my mind right from that time that a day will come when our medical science will become failure and spiritual science only spiritual science will work to remove the disease, specifically psychiatric disease of the brain and mind. Through the power of yoga and power of purity, so it was in my vision. I was preparing for that. So today, silence and inner strength. When mind is silent, mind is very strong at that time. So we have to silence our mind. We have to learn the art, how to make it very peaceful. In Indian philosophy, thoda volume aur badhayenge bhai, thoda aur kya, zara sa. In Indian philosophy, our ancient monks realized, they noticed that human mind's energy is wasted in waste thoughts. Second thing, in unnecessary thoughts. So they made a discipline for mind. It is called Eightfold Meditation, Eightfold Rajyoga, according to Indian philosophy. Maharishi Patanjali established this system of Rajyoga, and main aim in his mind was to make mind absolutely silent, zero, not even single thought, but take it up to 0 point, then you will become most powerful person in the world. You will get all 8 occult powers in your life, and you would be able to bring benefit to this world. But as time passed away, it became difficult for sannyasis, to monks, to make mind silent up to zero, so that Raj Yoga disappeared. So people started different kinds of yoga in India. They went abroad and they taught such yogas to many, like transcendental meditation, vipassana, means to observe your breath, going, coming, going, coming, and make your mind silent. One therapy. Second therapy, watch your thoughts, check them. What kinds of thoughts are arising in your mind, and control them, change them. Some hatha yogas, some different kinds of yogas. Some others, just mentioned, you have to focus on a light or on a point. Thus your mind will become silent. But I tell you one deep philosophy behind it. What was the missing? Why people could not get success in such practices? Why they were just falling down? Spirituality was going down. Religions were going down. What was the reason? Suppose, a Raj Yoga master, a yoga master taught people in America that you have to concentrate on the flame. And they started to do it. And they noticed that mind is getting silent. But this flame or this light was not giving them any energy. So mind was becoming silent, but was not gaining any energy. So one thing is to silence the mind, but second thing is to gain energy from Almighty. This was missed. So Baba taught us both things. Make your mind peaceful, not up to zero. I tell you a simple philosophy. In normal state of mind, there are 25 thoughts per minute arising. Normal state. When our mind is tense, or there are some worries, or we are irritated, or we quarrel, or we are peaceless, this speed increase. 30, 35, then 40 thoughts per minute. So fast speed in mind. So our energy is wasted fastly, rapidly. Now, we have to slow it down. 25 to 20, 15, 10. You can imagine, when we had been deities, in golden age, in our first birth, what would be the speed of our thoughts in our mind? Can you imagine? How many thoughts per minute? Not one. Not one. One thought, this stage, the stage of yogis, great yogis. 8 to 10 thoughts per minute. So now, if we know the art, how to bring down this speed up to 10 thoughts per minute, we can become successful person in the world, successful in all areas of life, not only spiritual area, but in laukik areas, to develop your talents, to get success in your laukik job, to get promotion in your laukik jobs, success in every field. And for spirituality, we can become very powerful person. powerful yogi. But second thing is to connect ourselves to the Supreme, to Almighty, so that His energy, the powerful vibration, enter our mind. Then we become most powerful. So we will discuss how to silence the mind, inner strength. We have to become very powerful. Internally, inside, we have to become very strong. A person with a strong will power. Because we are fighting against Maya. Pupil had mentioned, it can be easy to fight against a powerful army, but it is very difficult to fight and win Maya, five vices. And we can understand now, it was difficult, but Baba, because of his clear teachings, clear knowledge, easy knowledge, he made it easy. Maya, all five vices, powerful generals of Maya, they are also very powerful. Day by day, this world was becoming vicious, nature and vibrations. Very important thing at this present time, vibrations around us are very vicious, full of lust, full of ego, full of greed, full of attachment. And we have to protect ourselves. We have to help others, both things. We have to protect ourselves from this negativity, and we have to protect others also from these vices. This is our responsibility. I would say a few things about inner strength. Everyone has to face different challenges in life. Is it right? Problems, challenges. I don't use the word problem, but we have to see them as challenge in our life. On this way, problems are nothing but challenges for us. In front of the challenges, we have to stand big Master Almighty, very powerful. This is our inner strength. If some disease enter our body, second challenge. Still then, we have to stand in front of our illness, being very strong, so that disease, illness, cannot disturb my happiness. Important thing. If a sick person learns the art how to be happy, his sickness will go away easily. Happiness and love have got maximum healing energy in them. No other medicine can work as love and happiness will do. So in front of bodily disease, we have to stand being very strong. In front of Maya, we must become more powerful than Maya, because Almighty is giving company to us. Baba always remind one thing, simple thing. You are not alone. I am with you, with all of my powers, with all of my thousands arms. I am with you. You are not alone. So this awareness, this consciousness makes us very powerful. We can take an example. Suppose you have to cross through a very dangerous forest wild animals are there. Bears and panthers and lions are there. But 8 powerful bodyguards are with you. With AK-47. 8 powerful bodyguards. Will you have any fear in your mind? Will you have any fear in your mind? Because powerful bodyguards are there with you. So believe it, trust it. Almighty is my bodyguard. Make him your bodyguard. Make him your God friend. He's the true friend. He will help all the time. He will never leave us alone. And if we have this awareness only that he is with me, Maya will not dare to come to us. When people oppose you in this world, a big problem, other thing, people around you, your own people, your friends and relatives, they become opposite to you, they become anti you, they start creating problems for you. Even at that time, your willpower should be very strong. This is called inner strength. So we must understand one thing. You have listened the name of the Everest peak of Himalaya, now in Nepal, Everest, highest peak in the world. People try to climb up there, many go every year, now they have found the clear path to reach there, but still, because of snowfall, lot of ice everywhere, storm sometime, all the time. So, a man who starts this journey is ready to die any time. He can lose his life. He can lose everything. He can fall down. He can suffer many storms. But still, their willpower is very strong. They start it, they reach there. So Swami Vivekananda used to say, you have to become very bold. Keep moving. Keep crossing the obstacle unless you reach to your destination. Don't stop. Problems will come. Obstacles will come. People will oppose you. They will discourage you. They will make negative comments on you. But you have to see only your target, nothing else. It is called inner strength. And we must ready for one thing. In your country, in Bharat, many great people are born. And if you study their biography, you will come to know that all those who got something unique, all those who did something great for the world, they had to face lot of things. They faced. People did not cooperate with them. They were alone sometime. But they did their job. They got their destination. Then people started to bow down in front of them. Previously they used to oppose them, but when they won the war, then people surrendered themselves in front of them. So we Brahmins have to become very strong, very powerful in this battle against Maya, or when we have to cross many obstacles in our life. And as Baba always says, destruction is coming fast. Now we are very close to it. We can see many people are ready to destroy this world, but still it is late. Why it is late? unless our deity kingdom is established, this third world war will not begin. So first we have to prepare. We have to fulfill our responsibility. Our kingdom of heaven must be established. Last finishing should be remained. Then this Mahabharat war will start. I would clarify you one thing. Once Baba gave one message about destruction. Because Brahmins always keep asking Baba when destruction will take place. We are in hurry when destruction will take place. But those days will be very dangerous days. So then Baba answered. These are the clear words of God. The day by day, the situation and condition of this world will become worse and worse and worse day by day. A day will come, the year will come, when all human beings of this world will pray God, O God, this world is not worth living. Destroy it. Please destroy it. They will ask for destruction. Then only destruction will begin. Not before that. Otherwise people will complain against God. Oh God, what you did? It was so beautiful world and you finished it. You are very cruel. But no, they will ask, oh God, please finish it. This world has become devilish world. This has become dirty world. We cannot live more in this world. This is the world of sins. This is the world of sinners. So destroy it. So we have to prepare ourselves for seeing the scenes of destruction. One thing. And not only that we will see the scene of destruction, but we will have to give the vibrations of peace, happiness to many souls during destruction. We should understand the responsibility of we great souls. We are responsible souls. We are ancestor souls. We are worship-worthy soul. We will not just observe the destruction, but we will give vibrations to the world also. We will destroy the obstacles of the world also. So we have to prepare this way to ourselves. So come again to the same point. We have to silence our mind. To silence the mind. If we cool down the mind, if we cool down our sense organs, if we divinize our intellect, it means we have become perfectly knowledgeable soul. A knowledgeable soul can control the mind. In this mind only, might resides. Might, power. It resides in our mind. So, mind is the place for might, and intellect is the place for wisdom. So, I would say just one line, change this knowledge into divine wisdom. Knowledge Baba has given to everyone. But we have to change it into divine wisdom. Then only we will become wise persons forever. So wisdom is a great thing. Make it your wisdom. Through this wisdom, we can control our mind. We can give a new direction to our mind. So first method for making our mind silent is to become soul conscious. I would say you one thing first of all, and let us practice that thing. I am a soul, self-sovereign soul. I am the king of the self. Simple word. I am the king of myself. I am the king of my mind and intellect and sanskaras. I am king. So mind and intellect, they are my ministers. Baba said, mind is your minister, intellect is your chief minister. So they have to follow you, they have to obey your commands, because you are king. Believe it. Give this feeling to your mind and to your intellect. You are my ministers. You have to follow my command. I am master almighty king. I am most powerful king. You are under my control. You don't try to control me. Did you follow? Otherwise, what is happening? Mind is controlling the soul. But we are the masters. We are the king. We have to control our mind, we have to control our intellect. So how to do it? And every day, you can do this practice just once a day. In the morning any time, up to 6-7 o'clock. Once a day, or if you forget in the morning, do it in the evening. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So Abhiham, now we will practice it. Okay, red light, Sanjay? Yes. Sit being a king on your throne, which is here, in between two eyebrows. I am a very powerful soul. Master Almighty. I am the king of my mind and king of my intellect. Make a vision that mind and intellect both are standing in front of me as my ministers. Talk to them. O mind, don't run here and there now. You have to become stable. You are my good friend. Become my friend. You have to create most elevated thoughts now. You have not to run behind vices and unnecessary desires of this world. Be content. Talk to your intellect, minister. Oh, my intellect. You have to become divine. You have made thy store of rubbish inside yourself. Now throw this rubbish out and become clean. I have to imbibe many divine blessings from Baba. I have to imbibe complete purity within you. I want to make my sweet Baba sit within you. Become clean and pure. You both have to follow my commands. I am your king. I am Master Almighty. I am Self-Sovereign Soul. I am a king, I am a king. Om Shanti. Second practice. Practice of bodilessness. It's a great practice. Listen few things about the significance of this bodiless practice. According to the survey of psychologists, many people in this world live in the past. They live under the impression of past, with the impact of the past. So many don't enjoy their present life. Either they live in past or they have worries of future.